1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. Of our top local stories, 8:05. Half hour from now at 8:21, our monthly segment with the Greenwich Boy Scouts. Louisa Green, board member, will join me, and new board president Eric Lindberg also as well. WGCH News Center time, 7:51, first Thursday of the month, and that means State Representative Livy Florin of Greenwich. And Representative, good morning and Happy New Year to you. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Tony. How are you?
Doing okay, and the new session underway. First of all, still get that same excitement with the opening day of the session?
Oh, yes. Yesterday was my 20th opening day, and I'll tell you, it was just as exciting and educational as my first. It is such an honor and a privilege to serve. And I guess you want to talk about the governor's speech. I thought it was upbeat and very optimistic about the future of Connecticut. We have many, many opportunities, but we also face many fiscal and societal challenges. And I plan to address these issues the same way I address people, with an open mind and a healthy dose of respect.
All right, let's start with the governor's speech. You mentioned optimism. You also took a shot at negativism, maybe directed at Republicans. Was that warranted? Is this taking a shot at them? Is this saying, well, no, you think things are bad, we think things are good? I mean, where do you stand on all this?
I think that it was not a shot at anybody in particular. I think negativity is rampant, not only in Connecticut, but in this nation. And I think we better address it pretty quickly as a united people, who all really have the same goals, and that is a government that works for everyone and a democracy that is healthy and stable.
All right, let's talk about your expectations for this short session.
Well, I think we have a lot of things to look forward to. We're going to be working on job creation. I do believe that recreational marijuana for adults can be addressed, and I liked his idea, actually, of a regional enforcement plan so that we are on the same page as Massachusetts and New York. I believe sports betting will be addressed as a source of income. Healthcare reform is major. As you know, I'm working with Representative Matt Blumenthal on the issue of long care insurance. And I think we need to cap the increases in those premiums and incentivize carriers so that we get more people and more insurance companies willing to take care of long care insurance. We'll probably have to face reinsurance on that. Truck tolls are still looming. And affordable housing. I liked what he said about that. I like the transit-oriented development. So, I mean, there's a lot there, but we're capable of facing it.
All right. Do you think that anything will get resolved as far as tolling is concerned?
No.
You think the session's going to end with nothing?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because there's no agreement. And you can't have the plan du jour. And every day, it's one gantry, 79 gantries, bridges-only gantries, cars-only gantries, both. You just can't do that. Figure out what you need to do. We know what every single thing costs, and then logically figure out how to pay for it. And frankly, and I've been saying this forever, we have enough money in our basic funding streams to accomplish what we need to within a timely way and with the workforce that we have.
Well, let me ask you then, if nothing is done, do you think that's a good thing in the sense that it would allow, perhaps if they don't raid the transportation fund, for money to come in there and have everybody realize maybe there's enough money from your standpoint?
Yes, I agree with that. On a good note, I have to tell you that we were able to get two wonderful grants from bonding, and these were competitive grants. It was $1 million for Hill House, for congregate living for low-income seniors and people with disabilities, and $500,000 for the renovation of Greenwich Library.
And that's all money that's going to be coming in, $1 million for Hill House. Okay.
Already done, yes. We're on a debt diet, so this year we had only 4 meetings of the Bond Commission instead of the scheduled 9. So it's just remarkable if you put your mind to it, what you can accomplish with in the framework of what we have designed.
I want to ask you about the newest member of the delegation, Harry Arora. How are things going with him? Are you going to be his mentor, or what do you think?
Well, he's been seated between two very, very strong representatives, which is wonderful. Both women, I might add. One is my friend Terry Wood from Darien, and the other is Kathleen Kennedy. So I'm across the aisle from him physically, but certainly on the same page. So I'm looking forward to serving with Harry.
All right, good. Anything you see adjusting the budget for the session?
Well, that starts now. We just got the budget books yesterday. It's larger than the Manhattan Telephone book, and we're going through it page by page, line by line. We'll see.
And have you gotten your committee assignments?
Same as I have had before. I'm ranking member on bonding. I serve on finance, revenue, and bonding, and insurance and real estate.
All right, so no changes.
No changes.
All right, State Representative Libby Florin, look forward to speaking with Mr. in January, but Steve did a good job.
Oh, good. Thank you. He always does.
We'll talk to you in March. Thanks very much. State Representative Libby Florin joins me first Thursday of the month, and next Thursday will be State Representative Stephen Meskers. WGCH, your center time is 7:57.
Hey, this is Jay Farner.